So wonderful, good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members. Now I am here at Jack World, still at day one, going strong on the booth of AVIC together with Changshan Carbon. And together with me is Ms. Edison Yao. She's the Executive Vice President, and we will be diving into carbon materials. Thank you for being part of my show.
My honor.
So my first question to Mrs. Edison is, let's go through Changshan Carbon's portfolio in regards to innovation, technology, and sustainability, which are our three content pillars.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Changshan Technology we established in 2016. And we rebranded as Changshan Technology in 2021. We have carbon fiber production from polymerization, spinning to carbonization. The company currently operates with an annual production about 2,500 metric tons.
Ms. Edison, I'm totally delighted to know that you've studied in Berlin, our capital city in Germany.
Sure.
Do you speak German?
I'm busy.
I'm busy. So we carry on in English right now.
Sure.
But maybe we can practice your German in the near future.
Yeah.
So what did you study in Berlin and how did you like Berlin?
I studied neuroscience and mathematics. But I studied in Berlin like 10 years ago. That's a long time. I love Berlin because of its culture. Actually, I learned about Germany when I was in elementary school from a movie.
Yes.
So that's why I chose to go to Berlin for my high school and also postgraduate.
Let me ask you this question, because I'm curious in cultures,
yeah,
in different cultures. Now you've seen the German culture in the university. I assume the Berlin is a very multinational city anyway.
Uh-huh, but, yeah.
But or let's reframe this. If you would have an advice for a company that wants to go international, for example, to China, a German company.
German company, yes.
So what would be the number one recommendation you have to visit China and do business in China?
Act fast.
I like that.
A lot of European customers we reach out to or we have contact with. Really slow,
okay.
They're always on vacation and they reply email really slow.
Yes.
Sometimes we lose patience.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if a German company want to do business in China, we suggest...
Being more fast.
Yeah.
I also had contact with one of your colleagues regularly.
Yeah.
Of course, from my lens, the time distance is a serious one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like 7 hours between Berlin and Beijing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So that is one thing to consider. Anything else that comes to your mind? Any other recommendation?
Be more open, because from my understanding, German people are more conservative.
Yes.
But they're really good. I love Germany and I love German people.
So talking about culture, if I may ask, how would you describe the culture of Changshan Carbon?
It's mixed. It's a little bit tricky because there's one group of people really young, such as marketing and business people, really young.
Yeah.
the millennial were definitely born after 1995, 2000. These people, they are more innovative and they're open-minded, very fast. But our engineers, our technicians, relatively old. Old in a good way.
Let's say they are more senior.
More senior. Most of them, they are already over like 60, 55. They have like more than 30 to 40 years in this field of carbon fiber. Some of them, they don't do college, but they are on the production line from like 15, 16. Sometimes they don't solve problem using theory. They're more like using the experience. So we do have doctorate in the facility, in the company, and we also have engineers. But engineers in an experienced way. I think we are a company that includes experience, academia, young mind, innovative people. I mean, it's very mixed and we have expertise in either way.
Yeah, but the combination makes it interesting. So you got the younger generation, is in Germany the same, who's driving, is very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have more the senior engineers who have already experienced a lot of stuff in the past. So the combination makes it ideal again.
Same. Sometimes we have this new idea that the engineer and the veteran say, no, we cannot achieve this. But we push them. We push their boundary, actually. So we believe it's a really good way for innovation.
So that was the community and excursion in Chinese and German cultures, because we had the fantastic opportunity that you have studied in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come back to Changsheng Carbon for a minute one more time.
So our product portfolio spans from T700 to T1100 grade of carbon fiber. And also we manufacture high modulus fibers such as M40, M40X, and M46. And they are already using a lot of high-level applications. For example, T700 we use in more than 10 eVTOL manufacturers. And for T800, as this one in my hand, we use in COMAC. C919 project, which is precedented for Chinese carbon fiber. It's its first use in civil aviation. And for T1000 carbon fiber, we use in a lot of sports and leisure applications, such as fishing rod, bicycles, and also golf clubs. One type of fiber we are most proud of is our T11 grade of carbon fiber, which means that's a breakthrough for Chinese carbon fiber manufacturer. And for high modulus, it is a very normal fiber that used in satellite and space. We are now developing a new type of fiber that will be fire resistant in extreme condition in the space. So in terms of just making fiber, we are customized for our clients, especially for our clients abroad, because they keep asking us what's the difference between you and other Chinese manufacturers. We believe that first thing that we are small, we have two production lines that we are very adjustable. We are not fixed to certain types.
So, Ms. Edison, now you have also this T800 grade. Tell us about the T800.
We actually have four types of T800 grade, but the one type that we are most proud of is this one, ZA55GC. This one we passed COMAC PCD approval and already used in COMAC C919 wide-body aircraft project. We are the first Chinese carbon fiber manufacturer ever get into the civil aviation project.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh, in terms of T800, huh? But we are proud to say that our Chinese carbon fiber manufacturer, such as T300, T700, they're already in the civil aviation. But we are the first one for T800 to use in this secondary structural part of aircraft.
Okay. So then after the T800, you have also the T1100. So what's the specialty about the T1100?
T1100 that we are now have industrial scale production of T1100. And we have two types of T1100. One is we call ZA70UC, which tensile strength above 7,000 megapascal. and ZA70GC with tensile strength about 6600 megapascal. And these two, the difference between ZA70UC and GC is they are used in different applications. For ZA70UC, we use in bicycles, Formula One. We have a lot of application in Formula One. And for 70GC, we started the development of ZA70GC for C929 project.
Okay.
The new wide-body aircraft, we are still in the process of getting a PCT approval for that. But we believe we are on the way. It won't take too long. Our passing rate of the production of T1100 already passed 98%, which means the yield rate is really high and we can manufacture T1100 grade of carbon fiber in a very cost-effective way.
How do you see the future? What future developments will Changsheng Carbon hold in this industry?
Actually, we have a strategic plan called a five-year plan. A lot of Chinese tradition, we use this five-year as an interval. For Changsheng Carbon, we do have one foundation and two wings. One foundation is our current facility in Langfang City, 1 hour drive from Beijing, the capital city of China. That place we do carbon fiber itself. We manufacture, we do research, we do R&D, and we have about 3,000 metric tons per year about the annual output. For two wings, first wing is in Shanghai. It's our new R&D center, which means we are closer to our clients and customers because Shanghai is a very international city. So in Shanghai, we're going to reach out to the world, such as our German customers. They go to Shanghai a lot. Also in Shanghai, we will do some pilot line about thermoplastic. Thermoplastic is a new direction, and it's very mature in Europe, and it's environmental friendly. And our second win is in Shenzhen area. We're going to expand our production scale. We're going to increase to 10,000 metric tons in terms of T700 grade of carbon fiber, which means if we produce T800 or T1000 or T1100, we're going to cut it to one-third, about 3,000 metric tons per year. Because we believe when we go abroad, the annual capacity is the most thing that our customer care about. And that's the question actually they ask the most. What's your future plan? If we're gonna reach certain consensus, can you guarantee our use of carbon fiber? In Shenzhen, the facility is gonna expand our product portfolio. We're gonna manufacture 3K, 6K in addition to 12K and 24K. But we're gonna stick to T700 ball because there's something we should do and something we shouldn't. That's how we stay focused in this industry.
That sounds very ambitious.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dear community, if you heard in the background some violin sounds, we deliberately let it work so that you get the atmosphere and the environment of this exhibition. And these violins, they are made from carbon fiber. And they have a really nice sound. Thank you so much, Ms. Edison Yao, for this very pleasant interview, for the insights into Changsheng Carbon and the Chinese mentality and the cultures. I wish you a very great rest of the show.
Thank you. You too. Good to see you.
How do we connect you with the stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts and we examine big innovative ideas. We let perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainability world to you. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, we cover events and corporates from Germany, France, UK, Central Europe, Italy, Turkey, and other European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value. This is Composites 360 on Tour, your fast lane access to the global composites community. From factory floors to breakthrough labs, from startup powerhouses to industry leaders, we capture the people, the processes, and the ideas shaping the next generation of advanced materials. Where innovation meets real-world applications, we bring you the voices that define the future, directly, authentically, and live from the heart of every major Composites event. In 2026 and 2027, Composites 360 on Tour continues its journey across Europe, bringing you closer to the people and breakthroughs shaping our industry. At JEC Forum Dach 2026 in Cologne, we reconnect with the German-speaking composites ecosystem. Innovations, SMEs, suppliers, buyers, and industry leaders driving high-performance, lightweight solutions. At JEC World 2027 in Paris, we step onto the global stage, capturing world-class technologies, international collaborations, and the future of composites at the industry's biggest gathering. And at JEC Forum Italy 2027, we dive into a market rich in craftsmanship, innovation, performance engineering, and sustainable solutions shaped by Italy's industrial heritage.
Ilkay Oskizolo, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on Tour, weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the Dach region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.